Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
Bill Belichick would probably be a good fit here. I'm here to tell you, he will never coach the Chargers because the Chargers are not going to pay a coach. Look at this offseason. Sean Payton was basically begging to come here and coach the Chargers. He wanted to work with Justin Herbert and Keenan Allen. Like, you talk about generational talents on that side of the ball. He would even take a cut down to around $10 million a year. And the Chargers said, no, we're good. We're going to stick with Brandon Staley. In fact, their last three head coaches, Mike McCoy, Anthony Lynn, and Brandon Staley combined, make about $11.5 million a year. It's simply not going to happen.
All right, set that clip up, Curtis. You teased that a bit earlier in the show. Who was that speaking there?
I'm sorry. I was reading a text from a guy who saw the lunatic. I have corroboration. was that with Phil Perry?
That was. I thought you said it was a CBS. I think it was Phil Perry's conversation.
Dean Spanos owns the Chargers, moved them from San Diego to L.A. And anybody that knows anything about the local scene here, Dean Spanos is from here originally. I think Dean Spanos or somebody, there was somebody who had a medical emergency while golfing with Robert Kraft and Dean Spanos. I don't know if it was Dean himself a couple years ago. They were very close. They were at Belmont Country Club. And Dean Spanos is attached at the hip or probably at the toe of Robert Kraft when it comes to the league and decisions that the Chargers make. And that reporter, whose name I forget, was telling Phil Perry on, I think, Quick Slants or at NBC Sports Boston.
Derek Torgerson.
Derek Torgerson, one of the great reporters in America.
Who could forget him?
If you were covering the Chargers in San Diego, did you just move to L.A.?
Might as well.
I mean, not...
What's the commute? That's not bad. 3 hours?
Commute? Yeah. Who did the commute was Philip Rivers. Remember that? He had the car because he had 10 kids and he had to get out of the house every day.
Right, exactly.
Anybody who believed, and I did at the start of this when we first were thinking of potential landing spots or teams that would be suitors of Bill Belichick, the Chargers made perfect sense, right? Ready-made, as Wiggy put it this week, turnkey, and they would be a coach away from contention. Well, for anybody who believes that, that reporter, Derek Torgerson, says that Bill Belichick would never go there because it would enrage Robert Kraft, for whom Dean Spanos would do nothing to alienate.
Hmm. Well, could that narrative be changed if Kraft picks up most of Bill's salary and therefore money is no longer an object? Because Bill might very well want to go there to coach Herbert. I mean, just as he pointed out, it's a coveted destination if you believe in Herbert.
Well, I think he'd be more interested in coaching Mack than he would be. Who's a linebacker? What's his first name? The great player defensively, Mack.
Oh, Khalil Mack.
Khalil Mack. But then he would be Herbert, but... Also, Herbert, if Bill Belichick's theory about quarterbacks remains, do you think he wants to go to a team where a guy's making over $50 million
a year? I guess not.
So, it's also, I just don't see Bill Belichick going to L.A. I don't see it. I think Fourier's on board with this. Mm-hmm. He's not going to leave and go to the other coast. He's going to be a 2 to 3 hour PJ away from Nantucket, no matter where he is.
And I think, you know, Washington makes sense to me. I mean, I guess that's now been sort of... disputed that he doesn't want to be close to the Naval Academy or his roots in Annapolis and all that stuff.
The teams that I will cross off the list that have been publicly discussed, the Bucks, no shot.
No shot of the Bucks.
No shot.
Bills?
Shot at the Bills.
Yep.
Definitely a shot at the Giants, a shot at the Commanders, a shot at the Bears.
Panthers.
Panthers. And
thank God, he's embarrassing Brady in terms of places that covet him.
I mean, and let's say the Dolphins fall on their face and Mike McDaniel, something goes wrong. I could see Stephen Ross being interested in that.
No way. McDaniel's the golden boy now. They could lose every game the rest of the year and they're right. Stuck with
McDaniel. Well, he was mad at Al Michaels for talking about his wife.
Let's go to the Cape and talk to Phil here on the Ken and Curtis Show. What's up with Belichick after the year's done, Phil?
Well, sadly, I think what's not being discussed enough, Belichick, this is it. If you go back to October 8th, the Patriots lose to the Saints 34-0. And every time we listen to a Belichick press conference, we look for the nuggets, right?
Yeah, we
so does. Belichick did one thing this year that I've never seen him do in his years of greatness with the Pats. The day after that blowout, shutout loss, he gave everybody the day off. Nobody was at Gillette for no coaches, nobody. And what he was doing during that time, which he is totally overdue to do, he was at his granddaughter's Barbie birthday party. And pictures and everything show that. When you saw Tom Brady his last year at Tampa, he was below 500. What else? Everybody hypes up a record of all-time greatest winning coach. But the guy's done it all. And I think if he stays in any longer, you're going to see him have a tarnished career, which is why I think Brady got out when he did and didn't want to keep rolling the dice. The way you'll find out for sure, June 12th is the Brady ceremony. And I personally believe Belichick retires at the end of this year. You're going to get a Brady and Belichick statue right out in front of the pro shop. Ooh. At the entrance to the stadium. And the way you find out if that's true, you dig and dig and dig to find out who's making that statue, because you know it's going to happen.
Well, thanks, Phil.
I hear you, and a great call, Phil. I said that, I guess somewhat tongue-in-cheek, on the Greg Hill show a couple weeks ago or whatever, one of the mornings after a debacle of a loss, where I said that June 12th would be Brady and Bill night.
There's no way Brady would allow that.
It's feasible that they would both be honored. I think that they're in much better place today. But the notion that Bill Belichick is retiring is just not going to happen.
He doesn't fear embarrassment like Brady does. I think Phil's right. Brady was driven by not being embarrassed, having great weapons around him, not looking bad.
Brady was driven by winning.
And winning, okay, fine. Bill is driven by doing it his way and doing it with family and having a good time while he coaches into his 70s.
No, Bill loves doing whatever he wants and never being told that he can't.
Right, right.
That's his life.
Okay, so control.
Brady's life was winning, which is why he won everywhere he was at all stages. And that is what we all thought was both of them. Mm-hmm. The tumult, the friction at the end related to the roster's dysfunction. It related to the deterioration, whatever the hell, I can't speak right now. It related to the offense and defense, the roster suffering. They didn't value winning at the same rate, which is what caused the divorce. And Tom's standing there saying, I'm asking for market value, and I'm asking for you to surround me with market value players. The NFL changed its direction to offense. The cap decreased in its value and importance over the years as the revenue exploded, and Bill Belichick just didn't want to change, and he's still not changing.
617-779-7937 on the Ken and Curtis Show. Mike in Cambridge joins us. Hi, Mike.
Good morning. I'm just wondering, does anybody know for a fact that Bill Belichick was not told to play Jones? Because I can't believe that he kept bringing him out there.
Yep, he did. That was his decision, Mike.
Well, you don't know that for a fact, okay? Because he works for Kraft, okay? And all of a sudden, he's going to put this guy out there who obviously had kind of lost his courage.
Wait. So the league leaks, Mike, the league leaks, I'm sorry, the team leaks to Ian Rappaport, who doesn't do anything the owners dislike, just so you know. He's the organ of the NFL owners. Bill Belichick, I'm sorry, Robert Kraft is the head of the...
Mike. No way.
Ian Rappaport reported on the morning of the Raiders-Patriots game that Mac Jones was, quote, on a short leash. Bill Belichick retaliated, didn't even dress Bailey Zappi, dressed Malik Cunningham as a rebuke of that report, and you're saying he's being forced to start Mac Jones?
No, I'm saying maybe he was forced to start Jones. So he said, okay, you know what? I'll put Zappe on the won't put him on the 53, and we'll put go in there with Malik Cunningham, and you'll see Kraft.
No, he said he
just
did
like
that, Mike. Mike, why would Kraft say that Mac's on a short leash if he wants Mac to start?
Who knows why he said that?
Well, that's the whole purpose
hear,
of the conversation.
I did not, yeah, but I did not hear him say that, okay? You did not hear him say
no,
that.
No, I just surmised through knowing I know that how the NFL media works and that Ian Rappaport doesn't do anything that his boss, Robert Kraft, dislikes. That's why he has a job.
But the thing is, you guys have like a personal vendetta against Belichick.
No,
and he can't
what have I said that's been
guys.
Wrong, Mike? Curtis what have does, I said about true. Bill Belichick that's been wrong?
I'm not going there. All I'm telling you is
well, you just
you
said
guys
I have a personal no. Why
and
do you
hate you?
Oh no, no, my day's ruined, Mike. Why do you? Why are
he
you
does.
So angry, Mike? Why are you still defending a guy that clearly doesn't care about winning?
It's not that I'm defending him.
You
it's
certainly
just that, like,
are. You called him to a radio
long.
Station
all
to
day
attack
long,
Mike.
You trash him. How many
called,
hours,
Mike? You called him to a radio station to get angry at me because I have the audacity to point out the facts that Bill Belichick's not doing
no,
his job.
You're wrong.
About what?
I called because I want to know how many hours are you going to trash Bill Belichick?
As long as he's trashing the Patriots?
2 hours, 3 hours, four. What if they keep him on?
Then I'll trash him. I mean, Mike, are you not offended by this team? I find this so laughable. You're offended about a radio host talking honestly about his feelings about the dysfunction within the Patriots. You have this theory that Bill Belichick is just standing there. He's just a dullard who's being forced to start Mac Jones. And you're enraged by the fact that the team stinks, but you're not enraged by the guy who did the team, who made the team stink. I don't get it.
The only pause that I have, even I've come around to thinking it's best Bill moves on, and he's lost the steam off the fastball. But I look at Brandon Staley and some very bad coaches in the NFL, and it could get worse. As far as a game day coaching standpoint, there are some bad coaches out there. So I do agree with that assessment, that Bill can still coach defense and you could have a worse situation next year. With you might go 3 or 4 coaches hires until you find the right guy.
A different situation, but Brad Stevens and Danny Ainge, Brad worked for Danny. The yep. Celtics were, we all thought Brad Stevens was one of the top coaches in the NBA, obviously never won a championship. But there was a point where his message wasn't landing, and there was a point where Danny was disliked within the Celtics organization. Wick made a change, brought in a new coach, an Ime, and moved Brad into Danny's role, and the results were amazing. The players related to him. Bill Belichick no longer relates to the players. I'm sorry. And Bill Belichick's number one priority is not winning. You can't say that with a straight face anymore. So I don't want a person, like, people wonder why I get enraged. I am offended personally by the way this team plays football. It is an abomination. What you watch with the product against the Giants, what you watched against the Saints, what you watched against the Cowboys, what you watched against the Dolphins, it's an embarrassing product.
It's a tough watch. I will admit that. I thought Bill O'Brien would be much better. I think that's the biggest stunner for me this year. I really thought he would go to great lengths to fix this offense, and he has not, and I don't know why.
What you have learned is the level of dysfunction in terms of the way in which this organization acquires talent. They have no understanding of the NFL today. The roster is it's the worst roster in the NFL.
All right, we got a couple of other Belichick supporters on the line. We'll get to those next. So you've stirred up the masses. Maybe there are some Bill defenders out there. Maybe there are some who believe he should stay.
They're all very old.
617 texter, the Red Sox much closer to a turnaround than the Patriots. Other than Christian Gonzalez, name a player in the Patriots team you would build around. Well, that's the big one.
Steve Belichick.
Duggar. Duggar and Gonzo. They can assign Duggar, though.
Ryland.
Let's get to Joe Braverman, who is the youth of WEI.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Kenny Curtis Show until noon. KJ and Lyons lead you into the Big Ten title game on EEI today. First it's the SEC title game. Georgia, Alabama, and then Michigan, Iowa.
I was going to say, usually Big Ten's at night.
Pac-12 is no more.
Big win by the...
So weird. Oregon, Washington joining the Big Ten next year. Are you in on that?
I have to say,
12-team playoff next year.
The Fox noon broadcast with Joel Klatt, and I always forget the great, one of the great calls. I forget his name. Anyway, it'll come to me. But the play-by-play is phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah.
And Joel Klatt. Gus Johnson. Great Gus Johnson. And Joel Klatt, several times, which I thought was, you know, kind of ballsy. I mean, he's probably not in jeopardy of losing his job. It's the number one football slot of all in terms of college, the noon Fox game. But he said, you know, next year this won't mean like the Ohio State-Michigan game. They'll both be top 12 teams. So, you know, it means something, but it's not.
You get a first round, like about this time, of the playoffs. You'll get quarterfinals on New Year's Eve. Then you'll get semifinals the week after. You'll go into January with like three straight weeks of awesome college football.
Right, but I'm talking about Ohio State, Michigan, and the stakes.
Yeah.
There's an ability for whoever loses that game to make that game meaningless. It's like the Red Sox and Yankees regular season when they were meeting in the ALCS.
Yeah, true. But then they'll also have Oregon, Washington, USC, UCLA. Strange regular season.
I understand, but it's just the...
We're not getting, last week
that
was great.
That game was awesome.
Was that last week or 2 weeks
ago? Yeah, Saturday. Saturday at noon. Good. It was just, you couldn't take your eyes off it.
It was. And last night, Michael Penix Jr., you in on him as a quarterback prospect?
I mean, he's beaten that Oregon defense twice. Pretty impressive. And I thought, if I didn't bet on the game, I would have bet Oregon bigly. I thought
they were like 10-point favorites or something. I didn't get it.
Well, it was, you know... They are viewed as this great team who was going to, you know, it's difficult even in, you know, when teams are relatively similar, you know, like when the Patriots.
They played and they lost them.
I know. But it was a road game. It was kind of an ugly day, weather day in Washington. So anyway, big win. That stadium in Vegas is awesome. That's where the Super Bowl will be.
And Celtics headed to Vegas for the play-in tournament this week. So it's all happening.
I'm saving my thoughts for the play-in at noon.
I enjoyed the Nets game. It was good. The play-in tournament is a success. I want to give the NBA some credit.
My highlight for me listening as I was driving my dad back to Needham a week ago was Ken saying, Curtis doesn't like talking basketball, but thankfully, and then Fitzy says, I agree. Let's talk hoop. 30 seconds later, what do you guys think, Mac or Zappy on tomorrow?
Well, I was ready to go. Yep. Fitzy wanted to talk Pats. Well,
lines are jammed.
All right, 617-779-7937. You've angered some Bill fans.
I love it.
You ripped Bill.
Average age, 68.
Why does that have to be an age thing?
Because it's just, I can tell.
There are young Belichick disciples out there, like Mike in Norwood. Hello, Mike. Would you put Curtis in his place, please?
Hey, I will. And actually, I am. Curtis, I'm not as old as Dirt, at least not yet. I'm actually 43.
Oh, well, God bless
you.
Huge
Belichick fan.
There we go.
So I think this league in general gets rid of coaches too quickly. However, Belichick, since Brady left, we've been contending for the playoffs each year. You know, last year we missed, the year before we're in, the year before with Cam, who wasn't even a competent NFL quarterback. We just missed the playoffs. We were in contention. Why is everyone assuming
you were 6-9?
Get rid
Mike.
Of Belichick.
You were 6-9. You weren't in contention.
We were contending. You know, we weren't in contention, but we were competing.
Ken, was that team in contention?
Eh.
I mean, not really.
Not really.
Last year you were in contention. I'll give you that. In the year before you made the playoffs, but this is a team that won 12 games the year before. The team is not well coached, Mike. They're undisciplined. They have poor penalties. They reward players that shouldn't be rewarded. The team resembles nothing of what the old Patriots looked like.
I disagree. I think this is a great defensive team, and I think we're missing some key players on defense. I think it's poorly coached offensively. We need some pieces, and I think you give him another chance next year to see what he can do to, I guess, get the offense back to where it needs to be.
But what has he shown in an ability to prioritize that and coach it the way it needs to be in today's NFL?
In today's NFL, probably not much recently, but, you know, given his track record, I feel like we should give him another shot.
What if he gets Marvin? Well, your guy Marv, Curtis. You want him to draft. Belichick stays, but he can't miss. A can't-miss receiver prospect. Boom.
No, it's time to move on. We're past the point of no return.
Can't you just entertain it? It might happen.
I got to tell you, Curtis got a lot of young fans.
We got a lot of texters who are suggesting, one 71 texter suggesting the Troy Brown is the problem. The wide receiver coach has not been up to
the Patriots won three Super Bowls with Chad O'Shea coaching receivers. Somehow I think Troy Brown can do it.
Well, if you make a change in quarterback at receiver coach, I think that might be the trick. Sox have a new pitching coach. Might be all it takes.
Did Troy Brown tell Devontae Parker to drop that pass against the Raiders?
Oh, we've got a spy in Washington, D.C., where you went
last week. I
love D.C.,
my home away from home.
So let's find out from Justin from D.C. whether Bill could go to the Commanders. What do you think, Justin? Any chance he goes down there?
Hey, gentlemen, it would pay me. I bought Washington Commanders season tickets, and I would be so irate if Bill Belichick came down and coached the Commanders. I'd lose my mind because Curtis is right. Belichick is an error repeater, and even though they made the playoffs a few years ago, the product has sucked, and it's not gotten better, and there's been no hope. But I think there's 0% chance that Belichick comes to the Commanders because of everything I said, especially with him being an error repeater. But also, the NFL has passed him by, and just look at the Commanders, right? We're about to go on a full rebuild. We traded away Chase Young and Montez Sweat, so it makes no sense in that regard. We need a quarterback. It makes no sense in that regard. And the ownership in D.C. is actually modern. It's not the Kraft operation, which is like 30 or 40 years old, stale, not using new technology. Josh Harris is very focused on analytics and specifically a very strong divide between the coaching on the field and the front office, like any proper sports team is run. So I think there's 0% chance he comes to Washington or any modern NFL team. And he needs to go to a team that is kind of stuck in the past and extremely desperate. And that all points to Carolina to me, gentlemen.
Hmm. Well, Cam Newton is pushing Tepper. Maybe he's right. I don't know.
But won't it be interesting?
Quarterback doesn't matter to Bill. But Bill would go there and coach Sam Howell.
Right. Won't it be interesting if Bill leaves to see what he does prioritize? Whether it is just power and money or...
Well, not really. We know what Bill prioritizes.
No, I think if he...
He's not going to change at this point.
If he goes to Buffalo, for example, and takes, you know, a $10 million a year pay cut to coach Josh Allen and that defense and Matt Milano from BC and all that...
He might just want to stick at the Marv after that interview. Marv and his lovely wife gave the Shaughnessy.
Buffalo is the best at outcome for all of us.
Oh, well,
in division. And it's just those fans hate Bill Belichick.
Steve in the truck wants to defend Curtis. That's never happened.
Ken, how are you, buddy?
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Chris, I got to defend you. And I'm going to tell you, I'm the opposite side of the spectrum. I'm a 71, so I should be a Belichick supporter, but I'm not. From the day one, excuse me, I've always known he was a very arrogant person, just the way his persona is. And you are 100% right. I don't know what Kool-Aid that guy from Cambridge was drinking or the other guy. To think that this guy deserves another chance after what he's done to this team. And I'm sorry, this falls directly on him. Him and Kraft. You can't let the best player in the history of the sport walk away and expect people to just take it on the chin. They had no, like you said before, they had no plan to replace the quarterback. went with a guy they shouldn't have went with, and then they destroyed this kid. I don't know how good he would have been, but what they did to this kid...
Well, that's Kraft's fault, Steve. I mean, Kraft took Mac.
I agree.
Bill didn't want Mac. That's becoming clear.
We don't know that, though. No one's ever said that, directly, but
we know
I understand what you're saying.
But here's what I would say. In a very different situation, you and I, our show changed. Greg Hill came in, and we had no say in that, obviously. I wasn't even told. I found out about last in Hawaii. And so
I waited till you went to Hawaii.
Right. I'm surprised that my key card worked. But we had a decision to make whether to engage fully and help Greg and make the show successful or pout. Mm-hmm. Bill pouted. We engaged and the show became successful because of Greg.
Bill didn't pout. I mean, he played Mac for 4 years here, 3 years.
Do you think that after year one, when McDaniels left and Patricia and Judge came in, that Bill Belichick did his job in putting Mac in the best position to win?
No, he's ruined him largely. I'm surprised he agreed to collaboration. He let Kraft meddle, buy some groceries, or push him towards certain groceries.
Right, and you know what Bill gets in return? His kids on the staff, and
a 2-year contract.
Right. So I mean, everybody
long term and lucrative.
As you know, negotiations are a push and a pull.
Let's go to Bart is it Munson? Bart, where are you?
Munson.
Munson, go ahead. Hi, Bart.
I'm in Munson. Okay. Yes. Listen, this all, and Curtis, you're right. This all started, though, not when Mac was drafted. This all started when Kraft wouldn't let him trade Brady. And that's when Kraft broke his word as far as Belichick's concerned and took over control of the whole thing. If that had changed, that would have screwed us anyway. But the bottom line is Belichick stopped giving Brady what he wanted. Then Kraft picked the quarterback, and he stopped giving the team what it wanted. And now I just have no idea why Kraft even gave him a contract 2 years ago. It's just ridiculous. But that being said, here we are, and Bill needs to go. Big bitch Bill needs to leave.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, harsh. That is a pretty that was a pretty well-done synopsis. I mean, a little crass, but who doesn't love a good crass take? And I would say the decision that Robert Kraft made forcing the Jimmy G deal may go down as one of the best things that ever happened to Bill Belichick, that he fought like hell. If he plays Butler, he wins 3 straight Super Bowls. And they win the conference in 2017.
So you're defending Kraft here.
That right.
Kraft meddled and paid off.
Let me say twofold. The decision to draft Jimmy G may have been the second best move Bill made outside of starting Brady after the AFC title game in 2001.
I want you and Jones to hash that out next Friday. We're mixing up the hosts. You're in with Jones.
Okay.
Jones believes Garoppolo was Bill's worst decision to draft him. You think it's his best.
I mean, I don't know how you can argue that it didn't light a fire under Brady.
It's coming up Friday. Tune in for that. How about a tease?
I mean, Jones and I are good friends, so it might be ugly.
So you're giving Kraft credit. It's not Kraft's fault.
I'm also giving Kraft a hard time because Robert Kraft takes over the reins and now you're dead last or 27th in spending. I mean, and the thing that also gets me, see if we can find the audio maybe for next segment, Joe. In 2020, October, Charlie Weiss had Belichick on Sirius XM and Bill Belichick referred to 2020 as a reset. And you know what? He proved prescient that offseason. They opened up the coffers, spent it like drunken sailors.
Got Jude on.
They get Hunter Henry. You and I thought Jonnu Smith would be MVP. What an idiot I am. Wiggy had Devin Asiasi as the, Blitnikoff.
90 catch Asiasi.
And Asiasi actually told us in Spanish that means mediocre, literally. We sat here after the second season without Tom, and we said, wow, they're in the playoffs.
Right.
They're back. They got their quarterback.
Right.
And from that moment on, just been a war of Patricia.
AP after Patricia. Texters, though, that are defending Bill. This one says, you are fools. Your callers are fools. 6 Super Bowls, 860 Texter.
Yep.
617, I usually agree with Curtis on a lot of stuff, but absolutely stupid to say that Belichick cannot coach anymore. Stupid, 3 exclamation points.
I mean, what do you mean coach anymore? Do you want him to lead the organization? I don't. He's been a massive loser in the absence of an all-time great.
Could he? Is there anywhere he could go and succeed?
Yes.
Okay, so you still think he can't coach?
I mean, Yeah, I think he's a better coach than Sean McDermott.
So he goes to Buffalo. They will have success. He might win a Super Bowl.
They will not win a Super Bowl. I already said I'll quit if they do. So
that'd be delightful.
But
retirement match. Bill goes to Buffalo. No, Curtis retires.
I'm saying that Bill Belichick is drastically overpaid as the highest coach in all of professional sports.
Let's go to Al in Bolton. Hi, Al.
Hey, guys. A lot of great, awesome, a lot of good topic. Just, you know, real quick, going back to the arrogance I heard Carr say about his arrogance and pride. I mean, number one, and listen, he always said, I do what's best for the team. I do what's best for the team. Number one, he tried to get rid of the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL. That's not best for the Patriots.
And he benched
number
Butler.
No, that was number two. All he needed was one or two defensive stops. He wins three Super Bowl. We don't know if he can. Three Super Bowls. Number three, he takes a kid who has a great rookie year, and he replaces his offensive coach with two lunkheads that he doesn't have to pay.
Right.
Those were not in the best interest of the team. His pride has finally caught up to him because he doesn't have Tom Brady covering his tracks. That's it.
All right, Dal.
Curtis, I'm sorry I stepped on two. That
Brady, Butler, Patricia, and his sons. Not what's best for the team. Is that your list?
I mean, I also wonder, for the Wiggies of the world that say it's Kraft's budget and Bill gets blamed for it. Well, there's no salary cap in coaching. So why do they seek out, who is the guy that got in the fight with Martellus Bennett from the Wisconsin, and then he was at Illinois now? Brett Bielema.
Bielema, yeah.
You know, guys like that who are getting paid by other organizations. I mean, there was litigation, I think, against the Joe Judge situation, which is why he's not a special teams coach. Because if he was, then he'd have to have more money deducted out of what he's being paid by the Giants.
But that could be a Bill thing. Bill might want to control the budget. I don't know why, but he likes free coaches. So he likes coaches that are on the down low.
There's a budget.
Yeah, but I also think he believes like they'll think highly of him. He's helping them out when times are tough, and he's giving them a landing spot. And
loyalty over ability.
Sometimes that's not a bad thing, loyalty. Mike in Framingham. Hi, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Let me start by saying I'm the first person in the world who wants Belichick gone tomorrow. Belichick has no leverage. You keep saying he has leverage. Kraft can trade in anywhere he wants, and if Belichick doesn't want to go, he can quit. The only leverage Belichick has is if he resigns. Then he can go anywhere he wants. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, we don't know what's in the contract, though, Mike. You would agree there could be some wording in the contract we don't know about that makes this litigious.
I do think, Mike, it's just a guess, obviously. None of us have actually seen the contract that Bill and Robert have agreed to. But there exists the potential that there is an out for both sides at the conclusion of the season, like for Brady at the end of 2019.
True, true. And you always speculate they each have dirt on the other that they don't want
you
out.
You don't think so?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know. What do you think? You think those
what
two...
What could possibly be... Oh,
you think these two, for two decades plus...
A lot
plus,
of clean living there?
No, you're not going to get it in the Dynasty documentary.
What did Robert Kraft refer to Bill Belichick as during the Spygate investigation?
A schmuck.
Right. Well, he thinks he's a schmuck. So you don't think the guy that got called a schmuck and the one that used the schmuck...
You call me much worse.
Hey, I don't... The only dirt I have on you is the way in which you hired Mago with Jones and Mago. But no, my dirt is that sadly you don't really have a ton of power, but I do think you're getting more. But
that's what you think. Suspended once, could happen again.
Anyway,
what'd you think of the running up the score against the Nets?
I was outraged. I wrote a letter to Adam Silver.
Against the Bulls.
Well, you know,
you're trying to stick it to the Nets.
You know what the Bulls look like? The Patriots today. I wonder what changed. You lose the greatest of all time and then tumbleweeds for two decades.
Yeah, well, they lost Phil Jackson, too, and they haven't replaced him.
Right.
Donovan can't do it. Maybe Bill should stick.
But the Patriots, I said it after Brady left, they'd be the Bulls after Jordan, and it looks prescient.
What's going to happen to Bill? What's the out? Where do you want him to go? Do you fear him going anywhere? We've had Bill defenders because you've ripped him, but nobody has really said he's going to go to X and win. I'm waiting for that call. I would like that call.
Oh, you think he's going to join Twitter?
You said the Bills. He could not a Super Bowl, but he could go to Buffalo and actually do well.
Absolutely.
That would be very fast.
And you know what? If you're a Patriots fan, you should root for that because who does Bill Belichick lose to?
But would Kraft
who does Bill Belichick lose to?
His
former coaches.
Oh.
Gerard Mayo 2-0 every year.
Yeah, that's true. Where's McDaniels going to
be? I mean, if you think of the coaches, Patricia with the Lions, Mangini with the Browns, and that fullback ran for like 300 yards. Flores dominated you. Crennel, I don't think, faced him.
I think he did when he was in Houston.
He was the head coach of Houston, was he?
I thought he was.
Wasn't it Bill O'Brien was the head coach, and he was the coordinator?
All right, 617-779-7937. Patriots drama just never goes away. The game is irrelevant. I mean, it's just I do want Danny to call because he was excited about Zappi last week.
Oh, it's tough days for Danny.
So I mean, he's going to get him tomorrow. Maybe
what did he call Tom Brady? Puss face. I think we miss puss face around here, there, Danny.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, I'm not going to announce starters. I think we've talked about that plenty of times. At any position.
Well, Bill wasn't going to announce it, but it seems like a done deal. Everybody's assuming Zappi is the starter tomorrow. You and I, Curtis, are in agreement. Mac doesn't even dress tomorrow.
Nope.
Why won't Bill announce it this time around? Just because he's trying to be nice to Mac?
No, because he hates me.
But that was a press conference for the masses.
But it's laughably inaccurate for him to say to me that he doesn't do it when he did it with Castle. Castle was getting ripped early in 08. They brought in, I think, was it Chris Sims? I don't know. They brought somebody in to try out. And he said, Matt's our guy. And he did the same with Cam Newton. He did the same with Mac Jones. So,
do you think that pisses Kraft off that he's not doing that this year? That he's.
I had a conversation with somebody when I was in Nashville for Greg's event. And they explained to me how frustrating it is for some players where there's never a direct communication between Bill Belichick to the position player about the quarterback, about anything. That Bill Belichick is very in the armed forces way of thinking. He was reared by a Navy man where there is a line of command and you do not step outside of that. Today, you have Hunter Henry saying, I didn't know that Mac was starting. And that irks players. They look at that. What do we gain? Why are you not saying
but
that?
But also, they're forced to answer
Cam's
for him.
Starting quarterback. I think I've said that.
Right.
Wait, can you play that again? Hold on.
Well, I mean, Cam's our starting quarterback. I think I've said that.
Oh, and then for him to say with a straight face to me, like, well, I don't announce every quarterback. I said, well, yeah, clearly it's different with the quarterback. But that's his thing. Going back to all of this, Chris Mason in Mass Live on Monday did the best job of summarizing all of this. He's never prioritized the position. The way he reacted to Brady leaving was fine. We'll be okay. We got Stiddy. And then they had Cam, and then they had Mac, and now they've had 18 different transactions with the quarterback position. They've released Bailey Zappi and Malik Cunningham, both cleared waivers, both are back. He just views it as interchangeable. He has the winning the Super Bowl with the Giants with Jeff Hostetler has like shaped his view of the position.
Yeah.
And he never actually valued
in
terms
of. He does value ball security. He says often how, you know.
But that's what that position off the air. Off the air, he says to Wiggy before week one, any advice for Brockton? And he said, ball security is job security. And then right. The organization that he's leading is the worst in the NFL at ball security.
All right. Well, our man Danny, you weren't here last week.
No. Did he miss me?
I'm sure he missed you. He can speak for himself on that matter. But we put out the bat signal. He wanted Zappi last week. We got a half of it.
All right.
We should get a full game of it tomorrow. Danny, does that make you happy that we're going to see the Zappi experience finally?
Curtis, just keep in mind, anytime I say something that really pisses you off where you want to come down and find my boat and sink it, just remember, the number one team I hate in college football is Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. Second, Ohio State.
Yes.
Two, and my number one favorite team back when I even followed, was Michigan, all right?
All right.
So we have those three things in common. Notre Dame was the college football equivalent to the Yankees, the Lakers, and the Canadians, all wrapped into one. That's how much I hate, especially with Lou Holtz coaching that team. Right. I hate Notre Dame.
Ryan Day is a New Hampshire guy. Why do we hate Ohio State?
Danny, just a quick note before this gets interrupted by Killjoy over here. So, for me, I know we're separate generations, but the coming of age as a sports fan, for me, was watching the 41-39 BC win over Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
That is the moment I fell in love with sports that day.
Curtis, I know you're gonna get a kick. This will haunt me for the rest of my life. I have a VCR tape of that game.
What?
I have it in my stash. I'm trying to get it converted to digital so I can watch it again. Okay. So, anyways,
VHS
worth
or beta?
A lot of money.
Awesome.
I'm sorry.
Man.
Beta or VHS?
VHS. The thing used to put near whatever. Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
And by the way, refs did everything they could to give that game back to Notre Dame. Anyway, carry on.
That was. Don't forget, it was in Notre Dame too.
Right. It was the year after they got killed during the filming of Rudy.
Yeah, anyway, I don't want to take away from my time on the call.
Go ahead.
And by the way, you guys buried the lead on the Queen Cortifa question in the morning, right? She asked an excellent question.
She did.
Very probing, in-depth, and Belichick gave her a response.
Yep.
He said, that's ridiculous.
Right.
So I give her credit for eliciting an answer out of Belichick, because I never heard him answer a direct question.
Yep.
You know, with that type of an answer, you know what I'm saying, right? So, anyway, excellent question, excellent job on her part, right? But now, what was I going? No, the puss face comment, Curtis, right? When I was a kid, and I walked around in a bad mood, my dad would say, "What's wrong with him?" My mother would say, "I don't know. He's been walking around with a puss on his face for 3 days, right?"
You were right.
So
don't watch that back.
I got the term
don't,
puss
don't
face.
Don't apologize.
Right,
for
but
that,
if you're going to use it to somebody to describe somebody on the Patriots, it's Bill Belichick.
It was
who
Brady at the time. Danny was right on the money.
Hold on a second. Belichick has never changed his stripes. He's been the same since I followed him with the Giants. Okay?
Are you kidding me? He's miserable today.
He's always been like that, Curtis.
No, he hasn't. Oh my goodness!
Curtis.
When he was interviewed by Glenn and Fred and Steve, he was like a giggly high school girl.
Hold on a second. He has a side to him that if you get him in the right environment with the right people, the guy's very engaging.
Right.
Very engaging.
When he controls the environment, he's engaging. When he's not, he's a puss face.
Anybody's like that, Brady. You can say the same thing about Brady. I mean,
it's just such a laughable way to describe a guy when his boss was actually embodying that trait.
Listen, Curtis, the reason why I call Brady puss face was because the defense gave him 8 straight wins coming off winning a Super Bowl the year before, and he was the most miserable quarterback
in
the history of the NFL, modern-day NFL. I couldn't believe it.
Be honest, Danny. Do you miss him?
I'll give you this. Tom Brady has softened up a lot more on Belichick, quicker, I should say, than he ever has with Kraft, okay? Because, I mean, with Kraft, he didn't go say, talk to the coach. He said, go talk to the owner. He did the parody. Remember he did the fake commercial or the parody about the massage parlor?
Danny, hold on one second.
That was a shot of Kraft. He didn't show up for the birthday party.
Danny, hold on one second. Danny, hold on one second. I'll give you some more time.
Sir. And I am warming up to Brady.
Okay, great.
Danny,
one second.
I followed him to Michigan.
Danny, one second. So here's the issue with that.
He didn't play.
Tom Brady and Bill Belichick only speak when they're in the same location. Bill and Tom spoke after the Bucs game, and they spoke after the weekend of the Brady celebration.
Wait,
Danny, let me finish my sentence, and then you have free reign.
Go ahead.
Tom Brady and Robert Kraft have been vacationing together.
What did I say? I said that the thaw came with Belichick a lot sooner than it did with Kraft. Brady had a visceral hatred for Bob Kraft, and it lasted a lot longer. And Brady said it himself. He basically explained what I've been trying to tell you, that players play, coaches coach. Brady's basically said, I have full control of the situation. I get the ball on every snap, unless they're doing the direct snap to Kevin Falk, the one in the end zone for a touchdown, right? Remember those days, right?
Yeah. James
I have
White,
full control
going
over
for
what
two.
Goes on the field. He's a coach. He can only prepare you and 53 guys to the best of his ability. What happens on the field on Sunday is totally out of his control to a certain extent. He's explained it over and over again. Why don't you listen to him?
All right, Danny, I'm sorry we're up against the clock.
Yeah,
you never got your zappy thoughts. Ken Curtis into the 11 o'clock hour. We'll try to any nuggets from the Danny call.
I just, whether it's you or Danny, it is to go back in time to when Ken was attempting a victory lap when Tom Brady thought there were five downs early on his time with the Tampa Bay Bucs till today.
When he was skirting COVID rules to
practice
in the Tampa parks.
Such a remarkable. I mean, I knew it all along. I mean, cream rises to the top and bad people drop.
More on your thoughts on Bill's future, the Patriots' future, and where they go from here. It's the Ken and Curtis Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.